Magic Savannah, Elephant, Hyenas, and Birds. Dear Elephant was foraging at daybreak, leaving a trail of destruction in his wake. The trees in his path were mangled and torn down. Even the grass was uprooted from the ground. He left quite a mess behind him, as all knew. But nothing about this was anything new. He was not aware of the mess left behind, but the birds and hyenas noticed in kind. The birds always followed the gray bulldozer. It made feeding easy with soil turned over. But the hyenas thought El was an ogre for leaving debris for them to trip over. When hyenas gave El the old evil eye, it made him glad he was no slim little guy. Then the hyenas laughed, making him weary. What do they want? I'm too big to bury. The head of the pack moved in closer at last, barking at Elephant while she ran past. Why must you always leave the trees knocked over? Destroy the lush turf and leave it turned over. You should be ashamed of the mess that you make. Why are you not more careful, for heaven's sake? Elephant could not believe her rude question. Who made her queen of this place is my question. Then El blasted, now please, you sorry old Dane, mind your own business and I'll do the same. Hyena was determined to have her say. She had all she could stand of his clumsy way. I know you are big and powerful and tall, but have some consideration for one and all. This coming from you is quite hard to believe. You who ate old Fred, Elephant then did plead. Hyena could not help but grow mad and bark. She thought what he said was way off the mark. I will admit that we eat all kinds of things. We do our part to help herds get rid of kings. We do a fine service to keep the herd strong. I can hardly believe you think that's wrong. Besides, we never leave carcasses about. We eat every last bite from the tail to snout. Ask anyone who knows us or lives around here. We do not leave one speck, not even an ear. Elephant had to concede that this was all true, which made him now see Hyena's point of view. Elephant then looked back at the mess he'd made. This caused his good mood to turn a dark blue shade. His sudden sadness made birds fly down to say, why must you make Elephant sad this fine day? Hyena said, sorry I made El's mood fall, but it was his fault for making the trees fall. El was just doing his job, clearing the scene, so new plants can grow all healthy and bright green. Now just go your own way and do your own thing, and let Elephant do his, birds they did sing. Hyena now knew El was not evil guy. He was doing his job, so why make him cry? So live and let live was the lesson she learned, and back to the pack the hyena returned. El felt much better and quit crying by then. Listening to birds made him content once again.